As you may know, Drover often tries to escape reality by hiding under his gunny sack bed. I've tried it myself and it never worked, but Drover seems to find some kind of comfort hiding under his bed. Does that strike you as peculiar? It does me. But Drover has always been a little odd, shall we say. But at last I managed to coax him out from under his bed, and the two of us looked up at the moon, which was still bright and visible at 9:30 in the morning. Drover said, "It really is an oatmeal cookie, isn't it?" "Of course it is. We studied it from all possible angles and arrived at a scientific conclusion. Cheese doesn't float, and oatmeal does."
"Maybe Slim doesn't believe in oatmeal."
"That's very possible, son. He's a terrible cook."
"Maybe he doesn't believe in cookies either."
"It's sad, isn't it? A grown man who doesn't believe in cookies." There was a moment of silence as each of us was lost in his own private thoughts. Then Drover said,
"They take lots of patience, don't they?"
"Oh, I wouldn't say that. I can woof one down in two bites."
"No, I mean people."
"Oh. Yes, they require tremendous patience and understanding, and that's why they need their dogs so much. Where would they be without us?" It was kind of a touching moment. Two members of the security division's elite guard pondering the ancient relationship between dogs and humans, and wondering why some people refuse to believe in cookies. A lot of folks would probably find it hard to believe that a couple of ranch dogs would be involved in such a deep conversation. I mean, they seem to think that dogs just sit around all the time, looking simple and saying, "Duh." Now you know the truth. We're actually very deep thinkers, and we very seldom say, "Duh." But tender moments don't last long, and neither did this one. We heard voices up at the house. The screen door slammed, and that was the end of our moment of thoughtful meditation, let us say. I took a deep breath and rose to my feet. "Well, it's time to get back to work, son. Things are going on up at the house, and we need to check it out. This job never ends." And with that, we said goodbye to our fondest cookie dreams and went streaking up the hill to the yard gate. There we discovered, well, you'll see.